all fall back. Daylight saving time ends and we turn our clocks back 1 hour. It's also a good time to check your smoke detectors and replace those batteries. Stay safe, stay on time. A message from your local Civic Media radio station.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 93.5 The Tap. Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire's real news and great conversation, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin has announced it will resume abortion care following a pause earlier this month. The pause was the result of the new federal budget, which prevented family planning organizations from receiving Medicaid funding unless they stopped providing abortion services or gave up their tax-exempt or essential community provider status. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin announced it has given up its essential community provider status, making it eligible to receive those Medicaid funds without ceasing abortion services again. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is reminding farmers to check runoff risk advisory forecasts before spreading manure on their fields. According to a press release, the agency has an online tool to warn farmers when weather conditions and soil temperatures increase the chance of manure spills. The agency is also reminding farmers that all agriculture and livestock operations must report spills or runoff that could potentially impact surface or groundwater, which can be done through a 24-hour emergency spills hotline. A River Falls nonprofit is looking to improve accessibility at various businesses in the area. The new Accessibility Awareness River Falls nonprofit is offering free doorbells to businesses that don't have devices to open doors for disabled residents. The doorbells don't make significant changes to the entryways of those buildings, but simply add a way to alert employees inside that a disabled resident needs assistance. Organization officials say they're also looking for assistance with gaining 501c3 status and a volunteer to help design their social media pages. The Northwest Wisconsin Grazers Network and a handful of partner organizations are inviting residents to their annual Fall Grazing Conference this weekend. The conference will be held at the Shell Lake Community Center on Saturday from 8 a.m. to around 4 p.m. Attendees will have a chance to check out new agency and commercial exhibits and network with other grazers to discuss new ways to improve their own operations. Residents interested in attending the conference must register by Wednesday, which can be done on the organization's website. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Badgers basketball in the spotlight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports College Hoops. The Badgers men's basketball team getting ready to host Campbell University out of North Carolina next Monday night at the Kohl's Center. Wisconsin ranked 24th in the nation. Head coach Greg Gard, are the Badgers getting some national attention at the start?
Well, I think it's always been on the national radar. Whether you're ranked or not varies from year to year and varies within the year. I think this program is very well respected nationally. I think it's been extremely stable and extremely consistent over the last 25 plus years. So whether you get ranked right away, how high you get ranked, really that's irrelevant. You still have to go play the games.
Baseball game four of the World Series continues tonight in LA. The Dodgers winning last night over the Blue Jays 6-5 in a game that lasted 18 innings. Freddie Freeman with a walk-off home run. The Dodgers Shohei Ohtani getting on base 9 times, a postseason record with 2 home runs. With Sports, on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A cloudy to mostly cloudy sky on tap for your Tuesday afternoon. An east to southeast breeze, highs in the mid-50s. Tonight, there will be some rain chances. Then we'll see clouds around the area, lows in the upper 30s. Those clouds clear out early Wednesday in mid-50s. Currently 49 degrees.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome director of Now More Yes, Max Hay. Then Madison-based film critic Rob Thomas and I talk new movies. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the third hour of our program. The national redistricting wars enter a new phase. This is redistricting is a fancy way of saying gerrymandering. I think most people are more familiar with that term. And, of course, Hakeem Jeffries was in Illinois yesterday trying to encourage Democratic lawmakers in Illinois to add one more Democratic seat to that state's map. At the same time, Indiana lawmakers are convening a special session to consider getting rid of a Democratic seat in Indiana. In Virginia, the Democrats are pitching a victory in next Tuesday's gubernatorial elections. And if they win the way that they think they might win, then they may be able to add two or even three Democratic seats to the House of Representatives. Democrats in California, again, you know, Tuesday will be the election for Proposition 50. If you're listening to us in California, vote yes on Prop 50. And in Indiana, this is interesting. Roderick Bray, who is the Republican Senate President Pro Tem, he says that he doesn't have the necessary votes for the new maps. So, you know, we'll see how this plays out. But on the one hand, you've got Republicans like down in Texas, you know, I mean, just doing even more extreme gerrymandering than in the past. And you know, they're doing it in several other states as well. But there are limits to even gerrymandering. Because as you take Democratic votes away from Democratic districts, from say you've got a district that's two districts next to each other. One is a safely Democratic district. The Democrats always win by 10 points. The one next door is a safely Republican district. The Republican always wins by 10 points. And you move a bunch of those Democrats into the Republican district to get it down to the point where you think that that Democratic district can flip Republican. Well, the danger is that you've also diluted the Republican district to the point where it might flip Democratic. My 10 to 10 ratio doesn't make that quite as apparent as it would in the real life examples. But the fact of the matter is that in a genuine wave election, and whether or not we have a genuine wave election in 26 or in 28 is going to depend, in my opinion, to a large extent on number one, how often we get out in the streets, number two, how effective a job the billionaire owned right wing media, which is increasingly is, you know, CBS, soon to be CNN, you know, maybe by 26, even MSNBC, you know, and certainly the Washington Post and the LA Times, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, whether or not they can convince people to vote Republican. It's always astonishing to me that people, anybody's voting Republican. But, you know, other than just people are just naked bigots. I mean, I get that. But you know, there is a potential downside to this. So will this be a wave election? Will 2026, we're going to get some indication of this next week, next Tuesday. And I'm looking forward to being on the air next Wednesday, you know, a week from tomorrow, and having this conversation, because a week from today, we're going to have these votes. And, you know, the Republicans are placing pretty high bets here, and the Democrats are trying to match them. And it looks like the Republicans are still going to end up with probably 5 or 10 more seats than they would have had otherwise. But in wave elections, it's not unusual for, you know, 20, 30, 40 seats to change. Now, I realize, you know, it's the maps have gotten a lot more rigidified over the last 60 years than they were back, you know, in the Reagan era or even in FDR's era. But still, you know, when people figure out what's going on and they're not happy about it, things can change. And in particular, the big vulnerability that Trump is facing is the economy. If this AI bubble pops, and I believe it will, I just don't know when, I believe it'll pop within the next 4 or 5 years. There are some people who are saying it might pop in the next 3 months. I'm skeptical about that, but certainly it wouldn't surprise me if it pops within the next year or two. Sean was suggesting I should rewrite my book, The Crash of 2016, to be The Crash of 2026. I think it's probably a pretty good idea. But if they could, if they can, you know, if the economy falls apart and we experience a serious recession, I mean, you know, it was the Bush crash of 2008 that most political observers give credit for the victory of Barack Obama in 2008 in the election. And then Obama did a great job for 4 years, and so he got reelected. But when the economy falls apart, you had the Bush crash, you had the recession during George Herbert Walker Bush's election, that his little 3-day war with Iraq didn't help bail him out, and Bill Clinton came in based on it's the economy, stupid. I mean, if you look at, you know, Jimmy Carter inherited an economy that was absolutely in the crappers from Jerry Ford, you know, inflation at 15%, and he fixed it. Bill Clinton inherited an economy from Reagan and Bush that was just devastated, and he fixed it. High inflation again. Barack Obama inherited a terrible economy from George W. Bush, and he fixed it. And Joe Biden inherited a mess from Donald Trump economically, and he fixed it. So we had these cycles, you know, and it's been going on for 50 years now. Of a Republican ruining the economy, followed by an electoral swing that pushes a Democrat into office. The Democrat repairs the economy, gets things humming. A Republican comes into office, starts claiming credit for a great economy, and then screws it up and blows it up again in everybody's face. Reagan blew up the economy, threw us, you know, almost $3 trillion into debt, $2.4 trillion into debt from $800 billion when he came into office. Less than $800, $790-something. So Reagan screwed it up. And then you had Bush screw it up, and then you had Trump screw it up. I mean, you know, and the Democrats ride to the rescue, and for some reason they don't get credit for this. And I, you know, I'd say that that's the bias of the so-called mainstream media. Meanwhile, there's a this is kind of an obscure story, but I think it tells the story of what could be happening here if Donald Trump keeps moving America in the direction of going after people that he doesn't think are sufficiently loyal to him, or that he thinks are actually openly hostile to him. There is a Ukrainian scientist who lives in Crimea, which, keep in mind, is part of Ukraine. It's not currently occupied by Russia, but it's Ukrainian territory. Russia took it in 2014. And this Ukrainian scientist, his name is Leonid Peshkinov. He's 70 years old. He's a biologist. He's one of the world's leading experts on Antarctica. And the Russians and the Chinese have been fishing for krill. And krill are these little tiny, they're not microscopic, but they're like, you know, the size of, you know, a grain of wheat or smaller. These little tiny animals, they look like shrimp if you look at them closely. They're related to shrimp. That whales eat and penguins eat, and a lot of fish down there eat the krill. And in fact, it's what colors the it colors their flesh red in some cases. And krill oil is a real popular supplement right now, and an awful lot of it comes out of China and Russia, and they are overfishing the krill down around the Antarctic Peninsula or continent to the point that it's endangering the wildlife. And so this scientist was on his way to Australia to speak at a conference about this issue. And Putin had him arrested, said he defected to the enemy's side. The 70-year-old scientist, who just wants to do his damn job, is now being charged basically with treason. And a fellow oceanographer said his only problem was that he had the misfortune of living in Kerch, Crimea, when it was captured by Russian troops. But this is the direction that Donald Trump wants to take America. And I think it's a very, very scary and dangerous thing. And we need to be paying attention to it. This authoritarian idea that if you speak badly of dear leader, you will be punished. It's not how democracy is supposed to work. It's not how governments are supposed to work. But it's how Putin runs Russia. It's how Orban runs Hungary. And increasingly, it's how Donald Trump runs America. And we can't have this.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We are a nation founded by people who stood up and spoke out against the powers that be. To strip that ability from us is criminal. So what if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's www.getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. www.getnativepath.com/Hartman.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced, also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2030. At the Recombobulation Area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrix, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers, the consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us in giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll, I'm a Patriotic Millionaire, and I approve this message.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
30,000 Wisconsinites could be priced out of ACA insurance completely. Former Assistant Secretary for Commerce and Economic Development, Alejandra Castillo. What's the off-ramp here?
If you haven't called your member of Congress, you need to. The off-ramp can only be individuals like you and I calling our members of Congress and demanding that both the White House and Congress begin to negotiate a real solution.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Brady Ewing, two-time Big Ten champion with Wisconsin football.
To hear that the coaches aren't fostering those relationships at the high schools, that has been the heartbeat of the team before Fickell's time. I got recruited other places, but I chose to be a Wisconsin Badger because of what that meant to me. If it means something to you, not just the name on the back, but the name you have on the front of your jersey, that's going to have staying power in today's college athletic landscape.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Well, it's here. The CDC just upgraded this year's flu season to high severity. It's expected to be the worst flu season in 15 years. So, you know, number one, get your flu shot. Number two, the odds are you or your loved one might get sick and your doctor can't see you, and waiting hours in a crowded urgent care is brutal. This year's severe flu season is why doctors urge every family to order a medical emergency kit. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care and pharmacy in your home. It includes essential prescriptions like generic Z-Pak to get well faster, plus antibiotics for pneumonia, strep throat, ear and sinus infections, even prescriptions for nausea and UTIs. Just match your symptoms to the prescription in your guidebook or call their telemedicine doc who's standing by. Take your meds early and feel better faster. Order your online kit now before you need it, and your kit is shipped right to your door. It takes just minutes, and you'll save $45 if you go to urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and then when you check out, use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. Urgentcarekit.com/Tom, and then don't forget to use that promo code Tom to get that $45 discount, T-H-O-M.
The people. He rolled in with a wrecking ball.
Welcome back.
Of gold.
So, the Epstein ballroom. This is just hysterical. The Lincoln Project just came out with a video that is Donald Trump speaking to the camera. It's a voiceover and also to the camera. Now, of course, it's AI generated. But just an example of what, and the Lincoln Project is running this thing. They're totally running with this meme of the Epstein ballroom. Here is their little 1 minute clip. Here it is.
Looking for Washington, D.C.'s most glamorous entertainment venue? Look no further than Donald Trump's Jeffrey Epstein Memorial Ballroom.
At the Jeffrey Epstein Memorial Ballroom,
we specialize in middle school dances, sweet 16 parties, quinceañeras, beauty pageants, foam parties, and so much more. The Epstein Ballroom is Washington's beautiful secret.
90,000 square feet of gold, glitter, and class.
Make your event magical with the Epstein Ballroom's Diddy Baby Oil Flume. Join DJ TJ as he DJs all ages shows. And this Christmas season, you can sit on Santa Donnie's lap.
Say goodbye to 123 years of history and say hello to the Donald Trump Epstein Memorial Ballroom.
At the Donald Trump Jeffrey Epstein Memorial Ballroom, every day is a wonderful secret.
There you go. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. All right, what's on your mind today? Let's pick up some phone calls here. Sally in Port Huron, Michigan. Hey, Sally, what's up?
Hi, Tom. How you doing?
Good.
I saw on the news last week that Jack Smith had requested a public hearing in front of the Judiciary Committee.
Yeah, Jim Jordan wants him to testify in behind closed doors, and he's having none of it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Other than Trump's retaliation, which I'm sure he's already under scrutiny, what is preventing him from, like, doing an interview, maybe a 60-minute, or what is preventing him from coming forward because...
I don't know. I mean, there may be some legal constraints based on the job that he held. I mean, you know, when you're somebody's lawyer, and he was the government's lawyer,
right.
You have to maintain a level of client confidentiality. You know, I'm sure that there's a lot of things he can't say to 60 Minutes won't do it because they're now owned by the Ellison family, and they've just turned a... I watched the CBS Evening News night before last just to see what they're doing, and it was just complete fluff, you know. Some other show might, but he won't be able to say those things, but he can say them when he's before a congressional committee. And that's why he wants to testify in open court. Go ahead.
That's what I figured. He's pretty straight and narrow.
Yeah. No, he's going to follow the law.
Professional guy, right?
The danger to him, Jim Jordan has said he wants private testimony. Jim Jordan can compel that. He can subpoena that. Now, Jim Jordan himself was subpoenaed, when the Democrats controlled the House, to testify. I don't recall. I think it was about the 2020 attempt by Trump to steal the election. And Jim Jordan refused to testify. He could have been held in contempt of Congress. I mean, they're prosecuting Jim Comey right now for lying to Congress. And what Jordan could do is he could hold Jack Smith in contempt of Congress and prosecute him if he refuses to testify in private. And that's my prediction, is that that's what he'll do. And the Smith will continue to say, no, I don't want to testify in private. We'll see how it shakes out.
Well, I'd love to hear what he has to say, because I'm sure he has some really important things to tell the people.
He knows where the bodies are buried, both literally and metaphorically.
Yes, and I would love to hear what he has to say.
Yeah. I think Jim Jordan doesn't want to hear what he has to say.
Oh, of course not, yeah. They want to keep secrets from us.
Yeah, yeah. He compiled so much information about the crimes of Donald Trump.
Yes.
And I think America deserves to know, as you know, to quote Richard Nixon, America needs to know if their president is a crook.
And, absolutely.
Somebody should make an ad with, you know, Richard Nixon saying that, because he so famously did so.
Yeah, somebody had the courage. Nowadays, everybody's afraid of retaliation.
Yeah. Well, going to jail is nothing to sneeze at, Sally. I mean, seriously, even for Jack Smith. I got to run, but thank you for the call. 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be picking up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay tuned. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? And we dare to say, no, the right-wingers on the Supreme Court lied to you about that one, too. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Talk media for the sane among us. Stick around. Dr. Jonathan Greenberg is here with us today. He's one of the leading sleep doctors in our country, biomedical engineer, and he's the inventor of ZYPPA, ZYPPAH, or Happy Z spelled backwards. So tell me, Doc, what actually causes people to snore?
You know, Tom, that's a great question, and thanks for having me. Snoring is all about the tongue. When you go to sleep, your muscles relax. Your tongue is one of the biggest, strongest muscles in the body. And so when you fall asleep, your tongue relaxes, and then, of course, when you're lying on your back, gravity is pushing the tongue backwards. Same thing with alcohol. Alcohol is a muscle relaxant. We all know that. So, again, we drink alcohol, it gets worse. And then the last item that kind of really punctuates this is, I didn't snore when I was younger, but as I'm getting older, now I'm snoring, or my wife is snoring, my husband is snoring. And again, what happens when we get older? We lose muscle tone. So everything points to the fact that it's all about the tongue. We keep the tongue from falling back, and we win.
Amazing. So ZYPPA, your invention, has a 91% success rate. Why is it that ZYPPA is so much better at stopping snoring than pretty much anything else?
Well, to the point of what we just discussed, since it's all about the tongue, what we created was what I call a seatbelt for the tongue. It's a silicone strap that keeps the tongue from falling back. So just like a seatbelt, if you're behaving, no big deal. you don't even notice it's there. But if the tongue starts misbehaving, going to the back of the throat where it'll start to block the airway, cause snoring, that's when the tongue strap is going to be in its way. It won't be able to do it. And that's why we have that great success rate. Go to our website. It's zypah.com, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, which is happy Z spelled backwards because it's happy sleep. And we're going to donate $10 to the Susan G. Komen fund for the research.
That's marvelous. Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. If you're like me, you're an analog person living in a digital age. Join us next time. We'll talk about what skills will keep you employed in the age of AI and data centers. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Democratic state lawmakers have introduced new legislation seeking to increase the number of apartment buildings with fire sprinkler systems. The package of bills would create a $10 million grant program for landlords to install the fire sprinkler systems and allow local municipalities to pass ordinances requiring apartment buildings be equipped with the sprinklers. Another bill in the package would require the Wisconsin Department of Safety and Professional Services to conduct an audit to identify how many buildings do not have sprinkler systems. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development is warning residents that their services may stall if the federal government shutdown continues. According to agency officials, about $230 million of the $310 million allocated to the Department of Workforce Development for training and employment services this year comes from the federal government. Without that federal funding, things like career counseling, recruitment and retention programs, and apprenticeships for job seekers could see a reduction in services. Lutheran Social Services has officially started renovations at the former L.E. Phillips Treatment Center for Substance Abuse in Chippewa Falls. The treatment center closed last year, leaving a significant gap in access to substance abuse care in the area. Earlier this year, Lutheran Social Services purchased the property and began planning the renovation project. Organization officials say when construction on the renovation is completed, the treatment center will be able to offer 50 beds at a time for area residents struggling with substance abuse issues. The Boys and Girls Clubs of the Greater Chippewa Valley are calling for support from the community amid a significant decrease in government funding. According to a press release, organization officials say they're facing critical gaps in the resources they typically provide for area families, limiting their ability to give kids a safe place to go after school. They're calling on community members, businesses, and other Chippewa Valley organizations to help out with donations, sponsoring their programs, or just spreading the word about their funding needs. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for Matt and Air on Air weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A cloudy to mostly cloudy sky on tap for your Tuesday afternoon. An east to southeast breeze, highs in the mid-50s. Tonight, there will be some rain chances. Then we'll see clouds around the area, lows in the upper 30s. Those clouds clear out early Wednesday in mid-50s. Right now, it's 51.
Busted pencils. Fully lettered education talk.
You know, one of those things. And speaking about AI, guess what I did? I used AI to prepare for the show today, Johnny. You know, of course I did. I got it together, put up a little outline. You know, the suggested title, AI, Apocalypse or Opportunity.
But well, you can guess what the AI thinks, Tim.
Yeah. Subscribe to Busted Pencils wherever you listen to podcasts and at civicmedia.us.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Right up there on the list of stupid. The president of the United States decided to lay off 1,000 people or so at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Dr. Kristen Lierley.
They weren't laid off strategically. They were laid off haphazardly. J.D. Vance himself admitted that it's chaotic.
Nothing screams competent government like laying off the people who respond to Ebola.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Wednesday, State Assembly Representative Angelina Cruz visits our homeroom segment, and we'll talk to Earl Ingram of the What's Going On podcast.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Thank you so much for all of your support.
Ah!
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and bang, just like that, your home has been transferred out of your name. They then take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. You get a free title history report and a free trial of the $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like Louise and I did. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HometitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M.
It's ours, the people. He rolled in with a wrecking ball of gold. Said this old house needed his brand new mold. Tore down the east wing while the flag still flew. Zero cost to taxpayers. Yeah, we heard that too. He calls it his ballroom, his legacy stage. But the walls belong to every generation, every age. We watch the jackhammer singing through our history's page. This is our.
Mr. Trump, enough. It is our house that you tore down. It's an obscenity what he did. Rob in Mesa, Arizona. Hey, Rob, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I just did, thinking about the subsidies going away for the health care, and I'm thinking, why are we paying subsidies to a company that pays out dividends in the first place? And then I got my thought pattern going. And I thought, okay, well, how much are they actually making and giving out in dividends? So I asked ChatGPT to say, you know, what would happen if we made all health insurance nonprofit? And it basically came down, it gave me a bunch of numbers in that, but I'll try and summarize it here. It basically says that 100 to 140 billion would be redirected to patient care.
Yep.
And that would mean that that would be full health care coverage for every uninsured American. And it would basically supply essential medicines for insulin, blood sugar, asthma, everything for millions of Americans without raising any prices or anything.
Yeah, you're talking about the Canadian system here, Rob. I mean, you know, they've got Medicare for every person in Canada.
Right. And so if we just – so I look at the dividends, and I've stated this before. It's like if you're receiving dividends from health insurance, you're receiving death dividends.
Yep.
Those are dividends taken away from medications and procedures – And we should just ban it and say, look, you don't want a public option? Okay, well, you can't have, you know, shareholders.
Yeah.
And that would save a ton of money.
I think you're right. Rob, thank you. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. Tim in New Berlin, Wisconsin. Hey, Tim, what's up?
Well, hey, I'm the crazy Republican that you think I am, but that's okay.
Well, I just think
have
you're
a
crazy.
Couple things. Oh, going down the rabbit hole, I think, is what you actually said. Yeah. But you're the one that's going down the rabbit hole. But I'll start with this. First of all, you know, as far as, you got me flustered, but basically, you have a national platform.
Right.
You have a responsibility to say accurate things. Don't smear the president. Don't smear Republicans. I mean, your actions alone are helping the crazy liberals out there do things like to Charlie Kirk. It's your words that are inciting violence.
The kid who killed Charlie Kirk came out of a Republican family, not a Democratic family.
I came out of a Democrat family, and I'm a Republican, so you can't use that stupid argument.
Well, you actually can. The guy was not a member of any kind of Democratic organization. He wasn't posting Democratic talking points.
He's trans.
He was apparently pissed off that Charlie Kirk was trash-talking trans people. Yeah. What does that have to do with Republicans or Democrats? Unless you're admitting that the part of the Republican platform is to hate on trans people.
No. But let's move on.
Okay.
First of all, three more points, actually. First of all, while I was on hold, you're trash in the ballroom. The ballroom is for the people. Americans, the white...
Why is he building VIP suites across the top of it?
Truman gutted the White House in 1956. Obama built
the White House was collapsing, Tim.
Yeah, things have changed. Obama built
his wife's piano fell through the floor. I mean, he didn't gut it; he fixed it. That's a whole different thing. And they did it, by the way. They did it with a commission that, you know, a preservation commission that came in and said, "Oh, you know, what do we have to? How do we structurally improve the White House without making it so it doesn't look like it did, you know, when John Adams occupied it?"
Trump is keeping the design of the White House. You know,
His abomination is going to be larger than the White House itself.
That's what you think. But then,
that's what Donald Trump said.
Yes,
he said it will be larger than the White House itself.
Okay.
He's all quite right. Proud of it.
You don't even know what you're talking about.
No, he's telling us, you know, his thing is bigger than our thing. His ballroom is going to be bigger than the White House. Google it. Take my word for it.
I don't want to talk about that anymore. I want to talk about two more questions.
Okay.
First of all, you've never answered the question, what part of illegal immigrants do you not understand? There's nowhere in the world where I can go and just move to, like, for example, France, start working, start making a living. I'd be kicked out of the country immediately. But
you're right.
You are expecting illegal immigrants to be able to just come in, do whatever.
I've never said anything to sing, Tim. Never in my life.
Actually, that's what the Democrats have
when
said.
When I worked and lived Australia, and when I worked and lived in, well, I didn't live in Australia. When I worked in Australia and when I worked and lived for a little over a year in Germany, I got permits in both cases. I got visas. You know, I think that anybody who wants to be in the United States should do
it
legally.
You did it the right way.
I know, and that's how people should do it here, too.
Absolutely, but they're not. 20 million illegal immigrants are in this country or more. I'm sure it's actually more.
Then help them leave the country. But you don't need to be rappelling off roofs into buildings. You don't need to be kicking indoors. You don't need to be beating up 12-year-olds. You don't need to be separating children from their families. You simply say, as would have happened to me when I lived in Germany. They have a special police force that just deals with immigration. And they come to your door and they say, we know who you are. We know you're here illegally. You have 30 days to leave the country. We'd be glad to help you if you need some help. If you want to apply for asylum, we can help you with that. If you're not out of here within 30 days, then bad things will happen to you. It's very simple.
Why did,
Why did 20 million people come in through Biden and Obama? I know they did some deportation.
Well, it wasn't just Biden and Obama, Tim. It was Ronald Reagan who stopped. It was Reagan who stopped. Let me finish my sentence, Tim. If you want to argue with me, we have to have a little bit of dialogue here. It was Ronald Reagan who stopped enforcing the law that said that employers, wealthy white employers, can go to jail. The last time a wealthy white employer went to jail was back in the 70s. Reagan stopped that. Now, no Democrat restarted it. I'll give you that.
Those evil employers.
Well, you want to know, you asked the question, why did 20 million people come here? They were publishing the shopping guide kind of newspapers. They were publishing those things with ads for meatpacking plants in the Midwest and for ranches in Texas in Spanish and distributing them in Mexico and in Guatemala. Just 15, 20 years ago. That's why they came.
Here's one of my points. People like you and the liberals that want power at without cost, they don't give a damn about black or brown people. They don't at all. All they're worried about is bringing in people so that the congressional maps can change in their favor. That's the only reason.
Tim, people who aren't citizens can't vote, number one. And number two,
they're counted in the congressional
maps. Oh, sure. Yeah, they are counted. You're absolutely right.
Therefore, that's where the Democrats' evil plan is.
Wait a minute. Most of your immigrants. Well, okay. I'll give you the. It probably is helping some of the cities. You're probably right. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's
I don't think it's any kind of deep dark plot, though. I mean, it's also helping the ranchers in Montana. It's helping the farmers in red parts of California.
I don't have a problem creating visas or whatever for the farmers and so forth to bring in people, because I'll give you a little clue. I used to manage a store where we had a lot of Hispanic people. They're probably the hardest working people there. Sure. I would hire them over anybody else, black or white, because they were the hardest workers.
Well, that's generally true of immigrants all around the world. That's the immigrant story.
The point being is they have to come here legally.
I agree.
The moment they step onto our land without proper documents, they've committed a crime.
I agree. They have committed a misdemeanor. They haven't committed a felony, but I agree. And so does every Democrat.
No, they don't.
You're listening to Fox News, Tim. You're being lied to.
Oh, okay.
They think of you as a sucker. They're laughing at you.
No, Fox News.
I'm not. I'm taking you seriously. I'm treating you respectfully.
I know they have more listenerships than all the other ones combined. That's why.
Did you ever read the text messages between Sean Hannity and the management when they were lying to you about the election of 2020? These suckers. They'll believe anything we say.
I don't believe anything a Democrat says because you can't trust them.
All right, Tim. Tim, do you have one last point? Because I got to hit a break here.
Yes. One last point. You mock me when I compared socialist to communism, but socialism is a stepsister of communism. You start with socialism, you end up with communism, which both systems have failed and have never worked. In the course of human history, has never worked.
So you think that the socialism in the United States, for example, Social Security and Medicare, which is clear socialism.
It's minimal. No, it's not.
Or our police departments, minimal. Which are socialist. That doesn't work.
Yeah, but
we should get rid of them.
Yeah, but
Rand Paul would agree with you. Rand Paul thinks we should get rid of Social Security and Medicare because they're socialism.
Yeah, socialism.
He also thinks we should get rid of publicly owned roads. Rand Paul thinks that every road should be owned by a billionaire and they should put toll gates on them. Honest to God, this is the libertarian ideology. Are you agreeing with that, Tim?
Stop with the billionaire stuff.
Yeah. Tim, I'm sorry. That's a hard break that I can't stop.
Grow up and get a job.
Oh.
I'm Republican.
I've got a job, Tim. Good talking with you, as always. Thanks for the call. It's 48 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a minute. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with your calls. Stay with us.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315, 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
When it comes to barbecue, you want the best. Best beef brisket? Carl's Barbecue Express. Best fall-off-the-bone ribs? Carl's Barbecue Express. The best, most tender pulled pork? Carl's Barbecue Express. The best barbecue in the Chippewa Valley? Carl's Barbecue Express. Bring the whole family and dine in at 1410 South Hastings Way in Eau Claire. Have it delivered or have Carl's cater your wedding or next event. And watch social media for Carl's Twisted and Carl's Barbecue food truck locations. Check out the menu and more at carlsbbqexpress.com.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Businesses across the state counting on $1.5 billion in federal funding are finding out it's not coming. The money had been approved to help pay for energy-saving projects, solar and wind development, technology innovation, and more. The Department of Energy is now reportedly canceling those awards. One group that is getting a boost in federal funding, AI data center developers. The new federal budget lets tech companies claim more upfront tax breaks on data center equipment, facilities, and production lines, and it appears to be working. Microsoft recently announced what it calls the world's most powerful AI data center planned for Mount Pleasant, but environmental groups warn unfettered AI development could cause lasting harm to our natural resources. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Matt Nair on air.
Also, I wanted to share real quickly just a text that came in from Andrew in Maine. One of the many favorable features of Civic Media is the various hosts' willingness to engage listeners via texts, calls, comments, allowing a feeling of conversation instead of being talked at. Thank you, Jane, Greg, Boardlord, and Dan, along with the rest of Civic Media staff and admin. Thank you so much, Andrew.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
What if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N. Getnativepath.com/Hartman to get that special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping and the top five collagen warnings. Getnativepath.com/Hartman.
They shout and they sneer.
54 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Matt in Downers Grove, Illinois. Hey, Matt, what's up?
Yeah, I went to the Broadview Ice Facility over the weekend with my wife.
Uh-huh.
And there wasn't much going on there, but we were talking to some of the protesters, and they were complaining that the mayor had put a 6 o'clock curfew, and at 6 o'clock, the state police were coming out, and if you weren't gone by 6 o'clock, the state police were beating them with their batons.
Ouch.
Now, I've been trying to find video of this, and all I can find is state police holding their batons in front of them and like using them to shove people,
which makes more sense
along. Yeah,
somebody might have been exaggerating.
It could be exaggeration, or could these be plants that are trying to make Pritzker look bad?
Could be. That's a possibility too,
because I think this is something that Pritzker should get in front of.
Well, I think I'm guessing, I don't know, I have no inside knowledge here, but I'm guessing that they're doing the curfew to prevent, provocateurs in the night when it's a lot easier to conceal your identity.
They are camped out there 24 hours.
Yeah.
That on a side street.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And yes, but I found that strange that the state police would do something like that, and that if Pritzker knew about it, that he'd allow it.
Yeah.
But, I just thought, maybe one of your other listeners has more info or...
Well, hopefully tomorrow somebody will call in and enlighten us. Right now I don't know, but and we're going to hit the end of the show here in about 15 seconds.
Yeah, I know.
But
I just wanted to bring it up there because what one of them said was, it's like the state police are protecting the ICE agents.
Well, I think the state police are, I have no inside knowledge here, but what logically makes sense is that they're trying to prevent the kind of problem, shall we say, that would justify Donald Trump really bringing the troops in and starting to shoot people, which I think he would love to do.
I agree, but I also am like, are they, Pritzker?
No, I get it, man. I get it. I got to run. I'm sorry. But, the glee that Donald Trump is showing over killing people in the Caribbean in these commuter boats, the 7 miles between Trinidad and Venezuela, as these people are just boating to work back and forth, suggests to me that he would love to have a fight in Chicago. Thanks so much for being with us. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Hurricane Melissa has made landfall in southwest Jamaica as a powerful and slow-moving storm. Meteorologist Jessica Birch is tracking it.
All those southern communities right now along that coastline, they're gearing up for about 13-foot storm surge. This is tied for second when it comes to the highest sustained winds in the center of a hurricane ever. And we're talking about 185-mile-per-hour winds there. Tropical storm and hurricane-force winds impacting the island of Jamaica right now up to around 40 inches of rain. Expected.
Laiska Powell is Emergency Services Manager for Jamaica's Red Cross.
Biggest concern, flooding, landslides. A lot of the communities, especially along the southern coast, they're low-lying.
Education Minister Dana Dixon.
You're going to have entire areas that are decimated to a large extent.
The storm is one of the strongest ever to make landfall in the Atlantic. Cuba and the Bahamas are preparing as well. CBS News Special Report.